Today's reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 12, starting to read at verse 41. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth about a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their own abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Jack. So, as I was preparing for this morning's service, I began to think, what can we do that's going to help us remember, help us think about what Remembrance Sunday is all about? And I think, so far this morning, it's been impeccable as we've gone through our Remembrance Act. And it's very moving. Who watched the programme on BBC One last night? Anyone managed to watch that? Quite a few people. It was, again, a very moving act of remembrance as we watched those poppies fall and land on the service personnel's headgear, and always deeply moving as we see that taking place. So, the reading that we've just had, Jeff just read to us, it talks in there about a widow, a lady who'd lost her husband, and back in those days, if a lady had lost her husband, then she'd lost everything. She had nothing. In fact, she was more than that. It was more than that. She became basically socially unacceptable. Unless there was a member of the family willing to take her in, she had nothing. No income, no means of getting money to pay for the bills, to pay for food, to pay for housekeeping, nothing. It was incredibly hard for a widow. And yet we hear in that story about a widow who came, and Jesus talked about this lady who put in to the church collection, basically, a bit like what we've just done. She put into the church collection, into the temple offering, two small copper coins. Two small coins. I need someone to just come and hold two coins that I've got. Anyone willing to come forward? Come on then, out you come. Thank you. Now, I've found the smallest, I know it's not the smallest in value, but it's the smallest coin that we have, which is our 5 pence piece. Now, you can't see them there, but I've got those ones up there for you. So, do you want to hold them? They're the two smallest in shape that we have in our currency. Okay, do you want to stand on these steps for me? What's your name?
Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Now, it said in the Bible reading, how much did it say those two small copper coins were worth about? It said worth about what? Didn't say anything, it said worth about, good lad, worth about a penny. So I've also got 1 pence. Now, what can you get for 1 pence? You might be able to get 1 penny sweet. Anything else? And nothing really, it's not worth anything, is it? You can't get much for a penny. So Jay, I'm going to give you that penny. Now, because I'm a generous kind of person, I'll let you keep that. Okay, I'll let you keep that. You can spend that as much as you what you want, okay? Okay, don't go mad, but you can spend it on whatever you want, a penny. So, we've got 1 penny now, but Jesus said, do you know what he said? She's given more than anyone else. Because all the others who were putting lots of money in, and they had these big drums, these big kind of vases in those days, and you put your money, they're about this big, and as you put your money in, it would make a real big clang and a jangle and a real big noise. And so the more money you put in, the more noise it made. And that's what some of these rich people who were putting money in wanted. They wanted to kind of pour in loads of money so that everyone would look at them and go, wow, aren't they great giving all that money to the temple? Aren't they brilliant giving all that money to God? And actually what Jesus said was, do you know what? No, that isn't the case. Because this poor widow has given much more than they have given, because she's given everything she had. Those two tiny coins are all she could afford, and yet she gave everything she had. She gave all that she could. Next thing we're going to think about. Next slide, please, Paul. I know a lot of us today are wearing a poppy, and as we come forward for communion a little bit later, there's the opportunity, as I said at the start, to place your poppy on the table here as an act of remembrance for you personally. The poppy is a symbol. Now, anyone in the uniformed organisations, what does the poppy remind us of? Do we know? What is it? Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. So the poppy reminds us, you're on the right lines, the poppy reminds us of all those who've sacrificed their lives. And it goes back to that poem, doesn't it, Flanders Fields, where actually in that place, in the First World War, the poppies grew through the ground, through the battlefield. It grew through, and this image of red, as the poppies came to flower, this image of red over these fields came to bear, and it reminded folk of the blood that had been shed on that field as those people had died in battle and had given everything. So the poppy reminds us of those who've given everything, given their all in the wars, not just the First and Second World War, but in all wars. Those people who sacrificed everything. And there's some words on the screen that if you were watching TV last night, you would have heard these words, which are often said as well during any sort of cenotaph service. You'd hear, "When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today." For those service personnel, those men and women who've given everything so that we might sit here today in freedom. So that we might be able to go down to the shops, be able to go on holiday, do the things that we love doing and have lives that are free to do that because others have sacrificed everything for us. So can I have someone come and hold a poppy for me? Who wants to come and hold this poppy up for me? Anyone? Come on then, up you come. There you go. Do you want to stand by Jay with the poppy? What's your name? Caitlin. Go on, stand by Jay. Good girl, thank you. And the final image I want us to think about this morning is another symbol of remembrance. And it's this symbol. Who can tell me what we remember by this symbol? Any ideas? Any ideas? Anyone on this? Oh, is there anyone on this side? Anyone? Go on, do you know? Is your hand up? Good girl. But Jesus died on the cross for us. That's the symbol that you might see lots of Christians wearing on a chain around their neck, on their earrings. Sometimes people will wear this as a piece of jewelry. Not a nice piece of jewelry, really, because it's a symbol of death. This was a horrible thing that the Romans invented to kill people, torture people on the cross. Awful. And yet we remember this and we wear it about our person sometimes. Because we remember that Jesus died on the cross. He gave everything. He gave everything he had. Jesus is God. He had all the riches of heaven. He was up in heaven. He had everything. He could do whatever he wanted to do. He could have stopped his death at any moment by just saying a word. And yet he chose to go through with that. He chose to die a horrible death in our place so that we could actually have that right relationship with God so that we could know freedom in a different sense altogether, so that we could be free to live lives that are pleasing to God, so that we could be in that right place with God. And above all else, so that we might inherit a future inheritance with God forever. That's what Jesus did on the cross. Can I have someone just to come and hold this up? Come on then, Naomi. You want to stand there by Caitlin? Thank you. Can I ask you to hold those things up in the air? And I think there's just one more slide, Paul, I think on that. Just one more slide. So there we have three little symbols, but actually they're massive, huge symbols of remembrance. Two small coins, she gave all she could. A poppy that reminds us of those who've died in the wars, and the cross, the greatest sacrifice of all that anyone could have made. And the question that comes today, what are you going to give? What can you give? The lady gave two small coins. What can you give in service to the Lord here? The cross asks a question. And the question is, Jesus says, follow me. And the question is, will you follow him? Will you follow him? Will you accept him as your Lord and Savior? And will you live lives that are pleasing to him? I wonder how you will choose to respond. Let's give the three people a round of applause for volunteering. Thank you.